There's a global community run that has made its way to Wisconsin. Park Run is a free 5K where you can walk, run, watch, or volunteer. The first Park Run was founded in 2004 in London, eventually expanding into other countries where it's become quite popular. Wisconsin Life's Hee-Wan Lim strapped on her running shoes to learn about the local chapter in Madison.
Saturday mornings along the shore of Lake Mendota sound like bird calls, lapping waves, and a community 5K?
Yeah, all right, you guys ready? 3, 2, 1, Park Run, have fun everyone!
Dave and Shelby O'Connor are herding about 24 runners who are warming up and getting in their final stretches. Dave jumps up on a picnic table to greet them for this morning's park run.
We pre-ran the course this morning. It is wet, as you might imagine. There are some decent-sized puddles.
The O'Connors are both professors at UW-Madison. Dave says they were first introduced to park run half a world away.
I'm a professor of virology at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and I was on a sabbatical in Melbourne, Australia, and I didn't know anyone who wasn't a scientist. And one of my professional friends suggested that we go do a park run. I said, I run in the park all the time. They said, no, you should do park run. It's this free weekly 5K.
The O'Connors showed up one morning, not quite knowing what to expect.
It was a great way to get out and meet other people who were not part of our professional network, and they became our maiden friend group when we were there.
In fact, the couple loved park run so much, Shelby O'Connor says they imported it to Wisconsin.
Well, we thought it was a really great way in Australia for us to meet people who were not necessarily the people we work with. And so we thought that it would be a good thing that people here in Madison could do to meet others who they don't necessarily work with. And it provides a little bit of structure for people who like to come out on Saturdays and do the same thing week after week. And also, we've always liked to exercise on Saturdays, so it fit in with our schedule.
The first park run in Madison took place in August of 2019. Only a few months later, COVID put a pause on the community run until 2021. But today, Dave O'Connor says the group meets on the UW campus almost every Saturday morning, rain or shine.
We celebrate people who are new, who are visiting, or have done a particular number of events, like 25 or 50. And then we have everyone go down to the Lakeshore Path and start the event. It's not a race in the sense that there's not a goal that everyone needs to run as fast as they can. We celebrate the frequency that people do it. We celebrate people coming out on Saturday mornings, and if they walk, that's terrific.
Despite the name Park Run, participants are welcome to run, walk, hop, or skip the route. They encourage each other along the way.
Nice work, Park Run.
Great job.
How many park runners?
Park runners range from 7 to 70 years old, and many bring children in strollers or dogs as their running buddies.
Can't finish last at Park Run because we have a volunteer whose job is to finish last. So hopefully that makes it less intimidating for people who are thinking about coming out but are worried that they're not going to be good enough or they're not going to be fast enough. We really just want to celebrate activity and community.
Community is what motivated the O'Connors to bring Park Run to Madison, and it's what keeps the participants coming back.
I think it's great to see people who, you know, maybe they have a kid, maybe they just got married, maybe they got a new pet, maybe they graduated. All these things we can celebrate and wish people well when they move on.
Shelby says perhaps runners will start their own park run in their next community, just like the O'Connors did in Madison.
Wisconsin Life production assistant Hee-Wan Lim brought us that story on Park Run. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.